Breakfast with David.
Kaya FM.
95.9.
Time for our inside education feature here on Breakfast with David, a new feature we started last week where we have partnered with Inside Education, looking at issues of education. And appropriately, as you heard in Mbali Dlamini's very moving piece about the 16 days of activism, that we focus on that as well with Inside Education. I've got Thabo Mokgalala with us here in the studio. Thabo, good to have you with us. Good morning to you.
Morning.
You've got a very interesting article here, and I like this because it's a good news story here. It's about the way in which theatre is being used to raise awareness about sexual abuse. Tell me a little bit more about the work being done by a TV and theatre producer, Wandile Molabatsi.
Okay, what happened is maybe a little bit of background. I think we'll all remember recently, in October to be exact, there were a number of cases which shocked the country, actually, where 87 kids were alleged to have been raped by...
Sexually abused, I think, was that?
Yeah, sexually.
At Abi Kuma. Sorry. Yes, that's right.
That's the right word. My apologies. So, by the person who is supposed to be taking good care of them. So, this is the background to the story. And then... after that, there were other several cases of sexual molestation of kids in
schools. That's right. There were a number of incidents
around the province, and we all remember how we were shocked, in even the MEC Panyasa Lesufi. So that's the background, and the guys Mulebati and
there was the dancer Paul Mujaji as well got involved.
Yeah. So Paul Mujaji is a well-known choreographer, a writer, and a dancer. He put up a team. He spoke to the crew that used to play or take part in the Hear Me movie, which has done well globally.
Yes.
And then he said to them, guys, I think given this increasing scourge of child molestation, especially schools, we need to do something. And that's how they came up with the idea of using theater to tour schools to educate kids about, actually to teach them about some of the telltale signs of abuse, the sort of thing that will happen to them and how they should identify and speak to the parents or any adult.
What I like about this is that it's obviously so difficult for people to raise issues of abuse for whatever reason, but to be able to educate people through something that's more accessible, like dance, like theatre, like music, it possibly encourages people to break that cycle of silence, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Theatre is one of those devices or delivery method that has been proven to be very effective when it comes to imparting knowledge. And throw in there the element of dance. It breaks the formalities. It makes the whole subject around sex abuse, as you said, very weighty matter, especially for the little ones. So with theater, there's an element of play there, so kids can digest and get involved easily in the subject, and that will somehow for those who have been unfortunately affected or abused, those kind of the kind of interaction that will ensue out of the play will trigger or remind them that, hey, I remember this, somebody touched me here, or yes, something of that sort. So yeah, theatre is really very powerful delivery tool.
Have a look at that article. Go to Inside Education's website. It is insideeducation.org. You'll see Thabo Mokgalala's article there, the Hear Me Move Educational Theatre, which has been launched to tackle child abuse in schools. And also I'll draw your attention to another article written by Busi Gumede there about matriculants who are locked, have been locked up at their schools in order to study for their matric exams, and a debate whether this is the way to do it or not. Have a look at that article as well. Both of them available on the Inside Education website, insideeducation.org. Thabo, thank you very much. We'll chat to you again soon.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the
My thanks to Thabo Mokglala. Home of the Afropolitan.